You can have the love you desire, but it all begins with loving yourself.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, pass the word around. Share this podcast on your social media. We're here to empower as many lives as possible. Well, I'm here with Sheena Shaw today. And Sheena was in Sedona, Arizona with me. And we were at Manifest Your Perfect Destiny. Wasn't that an incredible weekend?
Hi, everyone. Oh, my God. The weekend was, I cannot even describe it in words. The energy, the love, the transformations we saw. I think I did not even expect this in my imagination. So the reality even beat my goals and desires in my mind, probably.
Well, one of the things that we saw, Sheena, is that people started loving themselves. And as they started loving themselves, they started feeling better. They started vibrating higher. And some people, they literally got a text or a notification that what they were desiring to manifest in their life was already happening.
It was the most beautiful, endearing thing I think I have ever experienced in my life. Because I think finding your specific person, getting that text message or call is definitely a beautiful thing. But when you actually start liking, loving, appreciating and choosing yourself, and that doesn't go away, you know, that is something which is a journey which once it starts, it only gets better and better as every day passes by.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about self-love and how that applies to manifesting your deepest desires. And it only makes sense, high flyers, that if you don't love yourself, trying to manifest a specific person or someone else to fix the problem, the void that you feel is not the solution, is not the answer. And it's, as a matter of fact, it's a lot more difficult that way. You may be able to get by for a short time, but eventually that lack of self-love is going to come into your business. It's going to come into your personal success. It's going to come into your health, and it's going to come into your relationships. So tell me about your adventure with self-love, Sheena.
So to be very, very vulnerably honest with you, Robert, I definitely struggled with this. I think for about 30 years of my life, I won't say I hated myself, but I definitely disliked myself. And that's why I would say if you are someone who is not 100% sure that you can love yourself, start with maybe appreciating, eventually liking, and then eventually on at least 90% basis, you will slowly start loving yourself. I think one of the hardest parts about this journey is that we believe that we're supposed to go from 0 to 100 very, very quickly. But if you start the journey, just start with, you know, like thinking about what you like about yourself, what you appreciate about yourself. And as time goes by, you will slowly get to the point where you will start putting yourself on the pedestal. Because if you don't see yourself as worthy, as loved, as chosen, it doesn't matter if you attract a person for a little bit. It is never going to stay and create the kind of relationship that you desire.
Right, and that even applies to a business or anything else. It's like Wayne Dyer said, you attract what you are, not what you want. And so if you are vibrating at the frequency of high self-love, I'm not talking about egotism. We're not talking about that, are we? We're talking about love, real love for yourself, for your journey, for your life, for who you are, what you are becoming, all of those kinds of things. Then you're attracting people, opportunities, surroundings, that are similar to what you are feeling inside.
Yeah, and honestly, the truth is that we attract hot and cold relationships on the outside, whether it is a relationship, a business, parents, family, because our relationship with ourselves is hot and cold. Because everyone is you pushed out. Everyone is a mirror of what you believe about yourself. So when clients or anyone tells me, you know, I always attract these hot and cold relationships, I always make them look inwards and say, what is the kind of relationship you have within yourself?
So this whole notion of manifesting and beginning with healthy self-love, we're going to talk about some things you can do to work on your own vibration, on your own self-love here in a moment. But first, I do want to pause for a moment and remind people that one of the ways they can begin on self-love is to claim their 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. And you may say, well, how does that express my self-love? People that love themselves, this is in every walk of life, in every area of life, tend to have coaches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And when we want to better ourselves and you have someone who is making you accountable, someone who is showing you their path and their way, you know, it always helps you to choose yourself. And aren't you worth the investment of time, energy, love into yourself? Like, don't you want to choose yourself? So a coach, a mentor, someone who is guiding you is always the first step towards actually choosing yourself and eventually getting to a point where you absolutely love yourself.
You're going to have coaches in a lot of different areas of your life. You may have a spiritual coach. You may have a physical coach for your body. You may have a dietary coach. You may have a business coach. You may have a miracle mentor. You can have all kinds of coaches, and all it does is it serves to enrich your life. So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And while you're there, we have a free audio program that you can download that will help you bring abundance. It's a hypnotic audio program that will help you bring abundance into your life. We have free ebooks. We have a lot of free resources at lawofattractionsolutions.com. So be sure and visit us and get started. Get that 30 minutes and find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. So what is this notion of mirror work? Why would I want to go stand in front of a mirror?
So one of the difficult parts about when you don't like yourself is actually seeing yourself. So mirror work actually is where you stand in front of a bathroom mirror. It could be any kind of mirror, doesn't matter. And you look at yourself deep into your eyes or your third eye into your, you know, you're looking from your third eye into the mirror. And you start talking to yourself like you are your best friend, like you are your lover. You start, it's like going deep into your own subconscious and having a conversation. So mirror work can be very challenging, in fact, initially. But there's a book by Louis Hay, mm-hmm. which is called Mirror Work, which can help you start this journey. You can simply start looking at yourself in the mirror in the morning. And even if you say something like, you've got this, I believe in you, you are special, it might feel a little bit unnerving when you start, but you will slowly start believing it and it'll start going deeper into your subconscious and it'll start feeling like a warm hug to your soul, which is actually what we all desire.
Yeah, because if it feels unnerving, if it feels, oh, this feels weird, you know, that kind of thing. I love myself. I love you. You're looking into the mirror. I love you. You are the best. If that feels strange to you, it's probably because you don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, you won't achieve it. Simple as that. So mirror work is one of those things that we say, you take one topic and one set of affirmations, and you stay with it for 28 days, a full lunar cycle, and you'll tend to have better results. But even though it feels a little unnerving, you have to do it and stay with it. Well, so now we have this notion, we hear a lot about this now, originated with Neville Goddard, this whole notion of self-concept. What is self-concept?
What do you think, feel, and most importantly, believe about yourself? So if I ask anyone or a client or even you, Robert, about what you actually think about yourself, we start with describing what our partner, our mother, our teacher sees in us or saw in us. But if it is 2 o'clock in the morning, dark, and you're sitting there at probably a low point in your life, what do you actually believe about yourself? So one of the things that I have experienced with myself and with all the clients is that we keep trying to say that someone loves us, someone cares about us, someone respects us. But if you don't feel like that about yourself, then that's where the clash happens. And that's the whole point about self-concept. And if I have a belief saying I am appreciated and respected, it doesn't matter if it is Robert, if it is my mother, or if it is the supermarket fellow. He is going to treat me that way. What your concept of self is like giving a script to everyone in your life, and they start showing up from that perspective.
Perfect. So now, one of the things that most people experience is that we become our own worst critics. We see flaws, or what we perceive as flaws, because I believe we're perfect, but we see flaws within ourselves that other people just don't see, or it's not that big of a deal to other people. But we make a big deal out of it. And our whole self-concept is based around these flaws. One of the antidotes for that, because when you're focusing on your flaws and your shortcomings, that's what you're invoking more of. That's what you're attracting more of in your life. That becomes who you are. That's your vibration. That's what they call a set vibrational point. So become your best cheerleader. Talk about that, becoming a cheerleader for yourself.
You know, the one thing which I noticed about myself when I was younger is that I would get 500 compliments, but one thing someone would say to me, and that would constantly stick and stay with me. And I think we have to do the opposite of that. You need to be your own cheerleader. It doesn't have to be something, you know, massive. Yes, when you get a promotion, when you lose weight, when someone appreciates you, fantastic. But about the fact that, let's say, you wake up on time, you show up for work even though you don't feel like it. Who is going to acknowledge that? But when you were a kid, you were acknowledged for all these little things. You know, Robert, it's amazing. When I see my niece and my nephew, who are so young, they get love and validation multiple times every single thing that they do, whether it's they wake up, whether they're eating, whether you're jumping around, you're getting love and validation. And then without realizing it, one day all of us get sucked out of this love and validation. So how about becoming your own cheerleader? You know, whether you've done a good workout, whether you have got up on time, which you're supposed to do, just start giving yourself love and validation out loud like you would if it was someone else you love. And trust me, I understand how bizarre this sounds at times, but it is such a wonderful way to fill your cup up on a daily basis that when someone else says something nice to you, it feels like the cherry on top of your cake, but you always stay as a whole, like a whole cake by yourself.
Okay, so what is something we can do before bed?
So one thing which I absolutely love doing is ending my day with thinking about one thing I like about my physical appearance, one thing I like about my personality, and one thing I actually like or I'm grateful for about my life. You know, the one thing we have to understand is that you don't have to go from nothing to an extreme situation. Think of it like drops which are falling into a cup which has been lying empty. It might feel like not much initially, but then slowly it starts filling up. And we have all heard about this whole concept of your cup should be running, you know, flowing over before you actually start filling other people's cup.
I believe Sheena, and you've heard me say this 1,000 times, that you or anyone else can have the money they desire, the love that they crave, and the health and happiness that they depend on and deserve. I absolutely believe that from the center of my heart.
And Robert, you absolutely make everyone feel like that. I was Robert's client once upon a time, and I work with him very, very closely. We talk every other day, if not every day, and he emanates love. And that's the reason why every one of us, whether it's you, me, or Rachel, or any of us, feels that love. And that's why we all believe in the whole fact that we deserve the love that we desire.
So I like this little meditation that you can do anytime to remind yourself that you are worthy of the love that you are giving yourself and the love you desire. It's called the hand-on-heart meditation.
Yeah, place your hand over your heart, which psychosomatically feels like as if you're getting a hug, because if you are alone, living alone, then there's no one to hug maybe sometimes. So keep your hand over your heart and feel that deep love who you are from within. And to enhance it even more, especially if someone has hurt you or upset you, send them love. You know, we don't realize this, but getting upset with someone, feeling anger for someone is like you're drinking the poison and expecting them to die. And the only person who it's hurting is you. So when I am really upset with someone or I've been hurt by someone, even though it's extremely challenging, I keep my hand over my heart. I imagine that person either visually or just energetically, and I just send them tons and tons and tons of love. I think you will not even realize how much it actually shifts you, because you're releasing all of that negative energy which you're holding on to, and it's only eating you alive.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, this is exciting. And so, you know, look, at the words "I love you" are so important, but they need to be said by you to you. You might want to just close your eyes and do a little bit of Ho'oponopono. This is the Hawaiian prayer method. And you just look at yourself in the mirror or look at a picture of yourself and say, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I send you healing light." Okay, there it is. Self-love. Sheena, that was a beautiful conversation today. And I think I have a gift for everyone.
Oh my God, what is the gift?
If you're listening right now, if you go to lawofattractionsolutions.com, you can claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching, and you might be working with Sheena.
Oh, I absolutely have so much love to give, so please reach out any point of time.
Thank you so much for listening. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.